coming soon to own on video and DVD.
In a world where one man has seen every movie, there's one woman who's seen hardly any. Together, this unlikely duo must review all the best films she's never seen.
Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo.
Starring Jack Spade as the hero we didn't ask for, and Leanne Foster as the damsel who doesn't know shit. Huntsville Home Video, now playing.
The following movie has been rated PG-13 by the Motion Picture Association of America.
Welcome, my friends, to a new episode of Huntsville Home Video. Y'all come on, get now. We're going out west.
Get along, little doggy.
Yeah! My name is Jack Spade. Across from me, Leanne Foster. How are you, friend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well because we're doing something that we don't really do that often here on Huntsville Home Video. We're talking about a Western.
I know. I think, has the only one we've talked about been Bone Tomahawk?
Quite possibly.
A movie that you and Marlon, our buddy and our partner in crime when it came to Hell Comes to Huntsville, and I, we think about that movie often. Or I do.
Yeah. It creeps in there.
It never left
me. At weird spots.
Yeah.
At stoplights.
Right.
I just think about troglodytes.
Yeah.
And Kurt Russell.
I think about that damn jaw fucking thing. That they split people in half with.
Yep. And I think about that at stoplights because I think I want to use that on the person in front of me.
Sure.
That just, I'm gonna get into the turning lane and then I'm just not gonna turn.
Oh, I'm gonna sit here at a stoplight and then not pay attention to it to see when it turns green.
And then all I think is like, man, I wish a troglodyte would come out of nowhere and just tomahawk you up.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
But
we ain't talking about that today.
No.
I mean, we could. We very well could.
There's none of these types in this movie.
No.
No.
Were you expecting some troglodytes?
I was hoping.
Yeah.
I was hoping we'd get something. I was hoping we'd get like an Indian or something.
From here
I think
on
we
out,
did maybe one.
All Western movies, just in the middle, twist ending, troglodytes.
Yeah.
Yep.
For sure.
Like we're about to get the bad guy. We're on the train chase. We're about to board the locomotive and then troglodytes.
I feel like I don't feel like that's much to ask for.
No.
No.
Not at all. Mm-mm. You should check out our review of Bone Tomahawk during our Hell Comes to Huntsville retrospective that we put together last year.
How about somebody make an origin story for the troglodytes?
Don't need it. Don't want it.
Okay.
Don't need to explain the boogeyman. Remember,
or maybe not an origin story, but like a story just about them.
Right.
And their inner workings. I want to know their hierarchy. Like, I want to know all their inner workings and shit. I want to know all their rituals.
Remember when we learned all about Michael Myers? Remember how much that sucked?
Can you just let me have, like, a thing?
Okay. All right. You know what? I don't mean to be the ruiner of dreams today. I don't want to squash on that.
I'm tired. Don't fuck with me.
I know you're tired. I know you just saw Slipknot last night. You drove back from Atlanta. You're probably famished.
A little bit. A little. I have two Monster energy drinks and melatonin in my system. It's fucked up in there. And some beaver nuggets.
Beaver nuggets.
We stopped by the bussies.
The bussies.
I can't take credit for that. I heard someone say that and I went, that's what I'm calling it from now on.
That's a Buc-ee's for the benefit of the baker's dozen that don't have those around them.
Oh, Buc-ee's are amazing. Had that brisket sandwich, pulled pork sandwich on the way back.
Did you know there are people on eBay who flip Buc-ee nuggets?
I believe that.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because they're worth flipping.
Uh-huh.
They're fucking great.
Yeah. You want to make some money, you go to Buc-ee's, you get you some Buc-ee nuggets, you put them shits on eBay.
Get them Buc-ee beaver nuggets. Go hard on them beef nugs.
Go hard.
Hard. They also sell fudge, motherfuckers.
How is the fudge?
I don't know. I didn't buy it. I just saw the cute little squares.
Just went with the nugs?
I just went with the nugs. That's all I needed.
All right.
Nugs and Monster energy drinks for all.
One could say that I've been fueled on nothing but energy drinks and fucking gas station food for many years. So
well,
I get it. I understand it.
Is that why you're salty?
Maybe. Yes, this is what you have to look forward to.
Is that why you're so negative?
Yeah, possibly. It's like looking into your future, Lily. It's coming.
We keep peeling back the layers.
Yeah. Yeah.
What an onion.
10 years from now, I'll be long since fucking deceased. You'll have a young protege that you're grooming with your movie knowledge that you've learned here on Huntsville Home Video.
It ends with you.
All right.
It ends with you and I.
Man, Leanne, you've been in a lot. You've been like the old you since Jack died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're back to being nice and sweet and stuff.
We can just take advantage of you and, like miss our deadlines here at the office and you won't get mad at us anymore. You're not standing up for yourself the way you did when Jack was around.
I don't know, man. I feel brighter.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, well, you wanted a Western today.
I did.
Here on Huntsville Home Video. And for those of you just joining us, Leanne watches movies that she has never seen before here on Huntsville Home Video.
What a gimmick.
And you have never seen True Grit, either of them, right?
I know I've seen portions of the original, I believe.
All right, then it's stricken from the record. It doesn't count here.
I think I've seen enough of it to where it doesn't count.
Well, that's good, because we are not talking about the original today.
Correct.
We are talking about the remake with the great Jeff Bridges.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the difference between John Wayne and Jeff Bridges are Jeff Bridges is not a horrible racist.
God damn it.
I mean.
Leave John Wayne alone.
All right.
He was a product of his generation. Move the fuck on.
Ah, that old defense, huh?
He was.
It was a different time.
It was.
He played Genghis Khan, for Christ's sake.
He's an American treasure. Shut the fuck up.
I would argue Jeff Bridges, much greater treasure.
Sure, 100%.
Yep.
Yeah, I believe that wholeheartedly.
Love Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
We also get Matt Damon.
Are you a fan of Matt Damon or no?
I like Matt Damon.
I have a problem with Matt Damon.
I just can't help but every time I say his name, say it like in Team America. Matt Damon.
That's where that's from.
Yeah.
God, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. That's great.
We also get a little bit of some Josh Brolin in here.
Yeah. He was not yummy in this movie. At first, when we see him across the creek, I'm like, Josh Brolin, yummy. And then we get on him, and I'm like, he's not yummy in this film.
Like, bathe yourself.
There's nothing about you that's attractive.
And I'm curious to get your reaction on this one, because every time I have said her name, you have some sort of reaction, and I don't know if it's good or bad yet, but we also have the feature film debut of Hailee Steinfeld in this one.
I don't have a problem with Hailee Steinfeld.
No?
We play her, but I can't even name a song by her, to be honest. And I didn't realize that she did movies before she sang. Right?
Sure.
I don't know. I had only ever heard of her as a singer. And then I didn't realize this was her in this movie when you mentioned it last week. And I never knew she was in so many movies or whatever.
I knew her as an actress first, and then as I'm like, "Oh, you can sing too, huh? Oh, you have songs on the radio, huh? All right, okay, cool."
Right. No, I of course don't. I don't know anything.
And now she is the new Hawkeye in the MCU.
What?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
She was in the new Hawkeye series. Kate Bishop is the character she plays.
Okay.
Fucking awesome, actually.
All right.
That Hawkeye series was dope.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fine. She's forgettable to me.
Okay. All right.
I appreciate, she's very talented, obviously. She does great in this movie, but I don't think about her much.
Okay. All right.
It's fine.
I will let her know on Instagram.
Tell her. Write her a letter. Just be like, "You're fine. I don't care."
Sorry, Hailee. Lily doesn't give a fuck about you.
I don't.
You'd be like, "That's okay." On the set of Hawkeye, G2G.
Just over here enjoying my millions.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought as far as like kid actors go, because she was like 13 in this movie, 14
right.
at the time. Like, I thought she crushed it.
She did fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was super awesome. I love this character. And B, I thought she played her so well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought super well acted. In fact, this is a movie that I don't give a shit what happens. I just want to hear all these actors and characters speak.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just love listening to them speak, like the way they present themselves, their dialect, like everything about it is mm-hmm. just awesome to me. And
could
I dig it.
Could you not listen to Jeff Bridges as Rooster Cogburn all day long?
All day.
Narrating every part of your life.
It's like an old West Billy Bob from Sling Blade.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's a tad bit tipsy.
Right. Just a touch.
Just a touch.
What do you got? We ain't got no business here.
I don't.
Loved
please,
it.
Please continue to talk to me.
Would absolutely love to hear that all day. Also, I love Matt Damon's LaBeouf. I love LaBeouf, that name.
LaBeouf, LaBeouf, I don't
one,
know.
For yeah. one, the name is great. Mm-hmm. And then just
and
the way.
He's prissy. He's a prissy cowboy.
Yeah.
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 The way he presents himself, I also mm-hmm. enjoy. And I love the dialect between these characters. I love the way they interact with each other. It's just a great fucking movie, I think. But it doesn't matter ultimately what I think, because
sure.
as we know, it's all about Leanne Foster's journey. Mm-hmm. So Leanne hopped up on Monster Energy and Bucky Nuggets. What did you think of True Grit?
Bussy Nuggets.
I'm sorry.
I think people could probably tell I fucking love this movie. It was
shit,
great.
Yeah. Yep.
And for all the reasons we've just talked about, it's a fantastic story. These are three characters that are so vivid and vividly different, but I love how they work together, and it's a great fucking story.
Yep.
It's a good time had by all.
Indeed.
Very well acted. Awesome.
Also, the highest grossing Coen Brothers movie of all time.
Good for them.
Yep.
What else have they done?
Give one. Fucking Big Lebowski.
Ah. Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah. That's right. No Country for Old Men.
Ah, yeah.
Ah, yeah. That movie that you've seen that you claim to love so much.
Look, I can love the movie and not know who made it.
False.
Well, that's why we have this podcast, Jack Spade, because I don't know what the fuck's going on.
You know, you can just casually enjoy things, you fucking
exactly.
asshole.
Exactly. You can just enjoy things for what they are.
Not in my world, baby.
I know. And we're all stuck in it.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm tired.
Are
I'm
you
tired.
Salty today? Are
I'm
you
tired.
Salty today?
I am salty today. I'm just tired.
Get some of that water up and you hydrate a little bit.
Thank you. It's not going to do any help.
No, clearly not.
I just want to go home. I didn't want to be here today. As much as I like this movie and our Baker's Dozen and you, I did not want to be here today.
Man.
So.
It's going to be a short ep today.
Yeehaw, motherfuckers.
So anyway,
they get on the horse.
They get on the horse. They hire the dude. They go. They find the guy. The end.
Yeah, because
what are we watching
shit.
Next week? We should legit end the episode right there at 12 minutes in.
Oh, my
that
God.
Would
that'd be great.
Fucking hilarious.
That'd be fucking great.
But we're not going to.
She loses her arm.
Spoilers. Pass the Bucky Nuggets.
Well, Beaver Nugs.
Well, you want to hit the trail on old True Grit today?
The wicked flee when none pursueth. Yes. Let's hit the old dusty trail, shall we? Oh, fucking A. The movie starts off with narration by the girl who avenged her father's death at the age of 14. Her name is Maddie, played by Hailee Steinfeld. Jack can't say that enough. It's played by Hailee Steinfeld.
Hailee Steinfeld plays who now?
Who? Maddie.
Played by who?
Maddie played by
Hailee Steinfeld.
Hailee.
Hailee
Steinfeld.
Okay. Steinfeld. Hailee Steinfeld.
Feld of Stein.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That one.
Yep, okay.
Yeah.
Thought you were talking about Hailee Steinfeld of not this movie.
Of the album? Of the song?
Of the music fame, yeah.
Hailee Steinfeld of song is also the Hailee Steinfeld of film.
They're the same person?
They're the same bitch.
Oh, shit. I thought it was like Hailee J. Steinfeld.
No.
Oh, shit.
It's not like Vanessa Carlton and Michelle Branch. These are the same woman. Surprisingly. Oh, gosh.
Shit.
I played Everywhere the other day, and I was like, this wasn't Vanessa Carlton? I was like, what?
For those who are not in on the inside jokes, I don't think we've talked about that on the podcast. Leanne and I, more me than I think.
No, we talked about it on the podcast.
Did we?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. So, yeah,
I think
Vanessa right? Carlton and Michelle Branch are the same person.
Oh, maybe we didn't talk about it on the podcast.
No.
I don't remember. My days moved together.
I mean,
I'm also tired, if you hadn't heard.
It's all right. They did hear that on the podcast just today.
Just 5 minutes ago, if even. So her father dies, And she goes to town to take care of affairs. She has to identify his body and gets the name of a U.S. Marshal to hire because Tom Chaney, who killed her father and stole his gold, is way down on the list of importance. He has also slipped into Choctaw Nation, I believe. So she wants to hire a man of true grit, Rooster Cogburn, who's Jeff Bridges. And he's basically a drunk who shoots a lot of people.
I love his introduction when he's sitting in the court.
Yeah.
And because that scene goes on for a minute.
It does.
And just the way that the dude is questioning him on the stand, and he's just giving his no bullshit, no nonsense answers.
Mm-hmm. Him with his fucking eye patch and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
How many men have you shot? Shot or killed?
I'm like, I love it. That's a badass. That's fucking great. Oh, anyway, so he's shot a lot, apparently, in his last 4 years of marshaling. And anyways, Maddie goes. She has to negotiate money from the man who boarded her father's stolen horse. And that was a great exchange as well. I mean, she's 14 years old, and she's fucking killer.
Yeah.
You know? So
I think that if this were to come out today, the character of Maddie, played by Haley Steinfeld.
Who?
Maddie Ross.
No, the other bitch.
Oh, Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, Haley Steinfeld. Actress. Is that who plays Maddie in True Grit?
Feature film debut. Haley Steinfeld also sings.
Is she also a singer?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I she's done some albums, right?
Uh-huh.
But she's also done the movies?
Yep.
And she did True Grit.
Yeah, and she's now in Hawkeye.
But she played Maddie.
Yeah. Yep, in this movie.
In this movie.
Nominated for an Academy Award.
Playing Maddie?
Yeah, playing Maddie.
You talking about Haley Steinfeld?
Sure am. On the reel.
It's going to keep going throughout the rest of our time here. What were you talking about?
I forgot. Oh, I was going to say, if this movie came out today, all social media would be a flutter with, this fucking girl is fucking blah, blah, blah. I have a problem with it because I'm a fucking MAGA hat wearing fucking cuck boy. Like all the dudes that think all these women are being forced into cinema. Like those dudes, they would hate this flick.
There are instances where that is the case. Not this one.
No.
Let it go.
No. But they would like that's what I was thinking when I was watching this, because like I dig like we talked about earlier, everyone in this movie, and like you were saying in this scene, like her back and forth with this dude, she's like, I'm taking this,
her ability to hold her own,
yeah. Like just standing her ground, like you know that there are people in this day and age that would watch that and just be like so fucking sensitive. It's like, no fucking 14-year-old girl gonna talk to me like that. I'm a man. I'm a man. I do manly things. I drive a pickup truck.
Except fuck bitches.
Female orgasm is fake anyway. Fuck them.
It doesn't exist.
Turn on my Haley Steinfeld album.
Fucking A. They probably would listen to Haley Steinfeld and their stupid trucks.
Nah, I bet they listen to a lot of Kid Rock.
Not the
old and model Kid Rock, like the current.
The more American flag waving one.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, probably.
I'm going to go buy my Kid Rock grill.
Although I fucking love Kid Rock, man.
I'll tell you what I'm not going to do is watch that fucking True Grit remake. Kids telling me what to do bullshit.
I kind of want to go to Kid Rock's bar.
Yeah?
Yeah, no joke. I kind of do. And I would feel like such an American in there probably.
Oh, you'd feel like white trash.
I know. And it would, sometimes it feels good.
Whew.
Sometimes it feels good to embrace that part of yourself. Let it flow through you. So anyways, after several attempts to hire Rooster Cogburn, a man of True Grit, he finally accepts for $100.50 in advance. And she wants to go because she wants to make sure that the job is done, right? She
Correct.
Wants this motherfucker gone. And he's like, this ain't no coon hunt. You can't go. But she stands up to him, and they're going to leave the next morning. But unfortunately, the next morning, Cogburn is gone and left her a train ticket to go the fuck home. But she ain't going home because she's Haley Steinfeld, who plays Maddie in the movie True Grit. And she rides her horse across the river. Fuck the ferryman. She rides her horse across the river to join up with Rooster, who is now with LaBeef. LaBeef?
LaBeef.
LaBeef. And guess what? She's got True Grit.
I like when she crosses the river with the horse. It's a big dramatic scene. No one's helping her out.
No.
And there's Rooster Cogburn going, that's a good horse.
Yep.
I'll give you $10 for it.
It was great. Blackie is the horse's name.
Which, when she's, I'm going to name him Little Blackie. I was like, oh, that's harsh.
Why?
Because there was a black kid right next to her when she said it.
It's a black horse.
But still.
Oh, come the fuck on, bro.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a time of the
I'm thing? Embracing my white trash.
Okay. It was just what they called things back then. Little Blackie.
It's a black horse.
Jesus.
That's not racist.
You know what? Why don't you take my...
If it was a white horse and we called it Little Whitey, do you think I would give a fuck?
No. But that's not the world we live in anymore. Tell you what, you take
don't
my...
Don't be one of those. You don't take... be one of those that you just did right there.
You're no different
than the dude who's pissed about Haley Steinfeld playing a 14-year-old strong girl. Shut the fuck up.
First off, I'm only being that dude today because I know you're tired and agitated. And it could be very funny.
Ah! There it is!
Secondly...
God, you bitch.
Lil Blackie. Don't you take my dog down to downtown Huntsville and just go like, whoa, cute dog. What's her name? Little Blackie. See how they react to that. Anyway, Haley Steinfeld in this
LaBeef, LaBeef is a Texas Ranger who has tracked Chaney, Tom Chaney, for quite some time. And at some point, because I watched this movie several days ago, so there's shit I don't remember in my... Why did he spank her with a switch? Because she wouldn't go home?
She was talking back. She was talking sass.
That's right. She was. And this guy who probably owns a big jacked up truck and listens to Haley Steinfeld in his CD player was like, I ain't having this bitch talk to me this way. And he spanks her with a switch. Cogburn ain't having that. And he pulls a gun on LaBeef for it, which was great. And I was like, fuck Matt Damon. At camp, Cogburn messes with LaBeef. And points out how foolish he is, you know, because he's kind of preppy. A
little bit.
Which I didn't like. I didn't like it. I don't like a preppy cowboy. He's there for fashion and
right?
Not for grit.
Yeah. No, he is not a man of true
grit.
He's not a man of true grit. He's also got like a name like LaBeef.
LaBeef. It's like, change that
come
shit.
Come on now. Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the next morning... Maddie is not happy about this deal with Cogburn and LaBeef, and she doesn't want Tom Chaney punished in Texas for a Texas crime. She wants him punished for the death of her father.
Right.
Which I love that sense of determination and that way of thinking.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, you're not going to be punished for the other shit you did. You're
right.
Gonna be fucking...
Fuck them. I want to avenge my father's death.
I am a headstrong, determined child. Played by Haley Steinfeld.
The singer?
The singer.
So she also acts?
Yeah.
She was in True Grit?
Didn't know she was starving till she tasted you. She don't need no butterflies because you give her the whole damn zoo.
Sir, I just yelled with thousands of people equal shit.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
Yep.
Also cut me up and fuck me up. I have no time for this butterfly shit, whatever you just spouted off of me.
That was Haley Steinfeld starving.
Why do you know that?
Because it's on my tap game that I play on my phone.
You still playing that?
I do.
I gave up. I'm not good.
So yeah, like that shit is stuck in my head. Because,
what was it again?
The lyric is, I didn't know that I was starving until I tasted you.
Ooh.
Don't need no butterflies, because you give me the whole damn zoo. Academy Award nominated Haley Steinfeld playing Maddie Ross here in True Grit.
You give me the whole zoo?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't fucking know.
What?
Yeah.
She should stick to acting.
She is better at it. Now imagine if those lyrics... came out of like the next acoustic Corey Taylor album.
Ah, don't look. I'm on a Corey Taylor high right now.
All right.
The boy was singing with a stomach flu.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He was like, I have one of the worst stomach flus of my life, and you might have some shit on this stage. I don't want you to see it, but it might happen.
That seems fitting for a Slipknot show, though, to
right.
be covered in shit and
yeah.
bile.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People equal
like taking
shit.
It back to the days of 99.
Yeah.
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 Some fucked up shit.
I am going to shit. I am going to shit.
At one point, he kept talking about it, and I was like, shit your pants, shit your pants. Yeah. And like the whole line of dudes in front of me were like, oh, he might. It was great.
Man.
I really wish that chant would have gone on, though.
I was going to say, if you could get a pants chant at
I really
a
wanted to
concert,
start it. I really did.
Man, that's instant VIP tickets for life.
God, that would have been amazing. That would have been. There was a pause in between songs. I was like, he just shit in a bucket. I was like, poor boy just shit in a bucket. Anyway. What are we talking about? True Grit?
True Grit.
That movie with Haley Steinfeld.
Academy Award nominated.
The singer?
Singer.
She got a zoo, don't she?
Yep, she sure do. Mm-hmm. She was in Bumblebee.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no fuck. What is happening? Cogburn's first stop. Oh, wait. Eventually, LaBeouf and Cogburn, they end their partnership because they keep, like, Cogburn keeps messing with him and shit. So LaBeouf leaves. We have to. So now it's just Cogburn and Maddie. So their first stop is Bagby's. And we, Bagby's, right?
Yeah.
And we find one of her father's gold pieces given to Bagby by Lucky Ned. So Chaney is possibly joined his, has possibly joined his gang of merry thieves. Mm-hmm. So they travel on after that. And I love the sequence of them going through and traveling. And Cogburn's just talking about his whole life. Like, his wives and what was it? The green frog, the bar that he bought and all this shit. Like, it's great. He's just spilling out his whole life to her. It was awesome.
And really that scene, in my opinion, could have gone on longer.
It could have. I would have loved it to just have kept going. I could have seen a movie out of that and it would have been great. Yeah. I loved that. Then we find they're being followed by Forster, I believe was his name, who's wearing a damn bear.
That's a good look.
That's fucking killer.
I think every proper Western needs to have a dude cloaked in a bear skin.
In a bear skin.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would want if I was left out in the woods. I'd be like, how do I kill a bear and put its skin on me?
I also get tickled at the line every time when he's like, you got anywhere we could take shelter? Well, I got this bear skin.
Eventually, Maddie and Cogburn come across a cabin, and Cogburn recognizes the men inside. It's Moon and Quincy. And with the threat of losing a leg and becoming a gimp, Moon begins to talk. And he says he saw Ned 2 days ago at Bagby's, and he should be at the cabin that night. And because of that, Quincy stabs Moon for letting out the family secrets, and then Cogburn kills Quincy. So now we wait.
This scene also made me realize that for the longest time, like every now and again, I'll bust out a response to someone as, you know, like Billy Bob from Sling Blade.
You do.
And I do, as you've been privy to. I realize, though, that I mix a little Rooster Cogburn in there every now and again with this line. Like when if someone asks me to do something and I can't help them, I would say, I can't do nothing for you, son. I was like, oh, shit. That's not from Sling Blade. That's from fucking True Grit.
That's from True Grit.
That's my B. That's my B.
Don't apologize for that.
Oh, I don't.
Don't apologize for a True Grit quote.
Nah.
Not at all. Own that shit.
I can't do nothing for you, son.
Can't do nothing for you, son. So we wait, and LaBeouf is actually the one who shows up at the cabin right before Ned and his gang. So something bad is going to happen, which is what happens because they horse drag him, which seems god awful and terrible.
Yeah. Not down for that. That would probably be like the worst death back in that day.
Be
dragged by a horse.
Mm-hmm. Either that or a bone tomahawk.
Or bone tomahawk.
Splitting you right in half.
Yep.
They're right on par with each other.
Yeah, we didn't see no troglodytes in this movie.
No, so we have to give it to the horse drag.
Yep.
Yeah. Then Cogburn has to save the day, so he takes out all of the gang except for Ned, who takes off. And none of the dead men are Chaney. So Chaney is still out there. Luckily, LaBeouf is alive. He's a little beat up. He's got some stains on his fancy clothes, some dirt on him, but his hair's a little messed up.
Got some dirt on him.
But by golly, he's going to live. Thank goodness. Now, Cogburn never sleeps that night. He's drunk as shit. And I put here in my notes, which I think I remember, it, like Him getting off that horse was hilarious. Didn't he like get off of it backwards, like flip her over or whatever? So, and Cogburn and LaBeouf like have a dick measuring contest of who can shoot the best, you know, which was so great. That was really good.
I love when, this was probably one of my favorite lines in the movie, if not my favorite, because of Matt Damon's delivery on it. when they're sitting there like throwing these pieces of cornbread up or whatever, trying to shoot them. And Matt Damon says to Cogburn, he's like, "Oh, what are you going to say, Cogburn, that the sun was in your eyes? That is to say, your eye. Like, perfect delivery, fucking money every time. I'm like, you fucking preppy son of a bitch.
A preppy bitch. Yeah. He was being such a total bitch. It was great. He's being cowboy bitch.
That was a good dick waggling contest between those two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we have that, and then now all three of them are riding together, you know, but Cogburn isn't happy about it. He doesn't want to feed him. Like, he doesn't want to do anything with him. And he says that the trail is cold, and he bows out of the agreement with Maddie eventually. He's like, there's nothing more we can do here. We're fucking done. LaBeouf actually agrees. It's the one time that he and Cogburn are seeing eyes to eye.
Nicely done.
So he tells Maddie to go home before he heads back to Texas. So he leaves. She stays with Cogburn, and they're going to disperse the next morning, I think it is. The next morning, she goes to the creek, and she comes across Tom Chaney. Holy shit. Josh Brolin, not attractive in this movie.
When he turns around, the first time I remember seeing this in the theater, I was like, is that Josh Brolin?
Yeah.
Because, like, he looks kind of like him, but like a haggard version of Josh Brolin.
He's an off-brand of Josh Brolin, right? In this movie.
Yeah.
He's the equate Josh. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't know he was in it, because I don't look anything up, so right. I didn't know he was in the movie, and I was like, is that? No.
Oh, that's not yummy. No.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. Those clothes aren't doing anything for you. There's a thing on your face. Like,
What is your yummiest Josh Brolin?
I don't know.
No? Okay.
I find him yummy in most... Oh, he was hot in Deadpool.
All right.
Honestly, Thanos was kind of hot in a weird way. Maybe it was the voice.
For sure. Let's just go with the voice.
He's good looking in No Country and Old Men. It's hard for him to not be good looking. Unless he's in True Grit.
I was watching Josh Brolin recently on Hot Ones.
Uh-huh.
Love that show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about filming No Country for Old Men with the Coen brothers.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about the sequence where his character finds the money. And he was like, hey, guys, should I say something here? Because the script just had him finding the money and then looking off into the distance to see if anyone was around. But he's like, I think my character should say something here. And the guys were like, okay, Josh, well, like, what should he say? He's like, should I flip it open and be like, Or should I flip it open? Like, I feel my character would, like, open this and look around and say, yeah. And then, kind of, like, look around. And the Coen brothers were just like, I mean, if this is what you think, Josh, if this is how you think this should go, or how do you. He's like, fast forward to the premiere. And this scene comes up, and the Coen brothers are sitting in front of me, and when I flip open the satchel, and I look, and I say, yeah, I just see these two jackasses just laughing at each other. Like, it's just a big joke to them.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. God. Josh Brolin. Mm. Not here, though.
Not yummy here.
They recognize each other, and she tries to arrest him. Now, he's like, she's bluffing. But she shoots that motherfucker in, like, the arm, I think. Like, she pulls the trigger. I was like, I'm so proud of you. Right? I'm so excited. Somebody pointed a gun and then actually fucking shot it.
A fucking 14-year-old girl shooting a man? Fucking woke culture is ruining movies.
Get the guns out of here. God damn it.
You know there's some motherfucker on TikTok saying that right now.
Mm-hmm. Guns are dangerous unless they're in the hands of a woman. That's what they're trying to teach us.
Right.
I hate this world. God damn it. So she shoots him. I'm very proud of her shooting him. But unfortunately, Chaney ends up with Maddie. He takes her. And he is traveling with Ned and some dude who fucking does animal noises.
That was a weird fucking, random bit.
It was random. I was like, but at least we celebrated our unfortunates in this movie, which is, again, super woke.
We
wouldn't have thrown that one off of a cliff back in the day. This one ain't right. Look, we'll throw this one over the cliff for the troglodytes.
Well, ma'am, I reckon to tell you, your boy got a case of the dum-dums.
That was probably a legit medical diagnosis. I'm sorry, ma'am. He's got the dum-dums. Oh, no, my baby.
Yeah, now we could put him down out back with a rock to the back of the head. Won't feel nothing now. That's only going to set you back about 2 bits.
Or you can take him home and throw him out back and then bury him when he stops crying.
when he grows up in age, he may be good for some of that plowing. Might have some of that dum-dum strength.
Just don't put any puppies around him and let him just let him work with the plow and he'll be all right. Or it'll be fun at campfires. You'll always have comedic entertainment if you keep one of the dum-dums, but don't put two of them together, just one.
I feel like we should take applications for a friend that just randomly makes animal noises.
Oh my God. Yes.
Hey, welcome to the office Christmas party, Jack and Leanne. Who's this fella you got?
What animal is that? It's not an animal, is it?
No.
You couldn't just do an animal noise?
No.
You had to do a booga booga booga.
Bah!
Booga.
Oh, fuck, am I that semi-dumb-dumb friend?
I was about to say, you're the fucking dumb-dumb friend.
I'm it. Fuck.
Do animal noises. Oh, booga, 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 booga. And also, you didn't see him shake his hands back and forth. He looks like a ghoul over there. Like, booga, booga, booga.
I get into it.
But it's all wrong.
I don't care.
What is this?
I'll bet there's an animal that sounds like that on some island that we don't know about.
We're naming this the dum-dum after Jack Spade. We found this species. Oh, boy. That was really funny. Animal noises. Oh, booga, 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 booga. You had so many choices, and that's what you went with.
Yeah.
Really
sure
funny.
Is.
Oh. I'm out. I'm dead. I'm gone. I'm so done. So anyways. Shoots him, I think. Yeah, we got the dude with animal noises. And Ned, I think it is. He tells Cogburn to flee and he'll let Maddie go, right? Isn't that the deal? If you ride off past this ridge or whatever, then I will let her go and she will stay safe. So he tells that, Cogburn goes. Ned takes off and he leaves, which this is a bad call as leader of the gang. He leaves Chaney with Maddie and says to meet at the old house. And he tells Chaney where to leave Maddie. And he says, if you harm her, you will not get your money. So that's the deal. Chaney is going to harm her anyway because he don't give a fuck.
Nah.
He's downtrodden. He's having a bad pass in life. So he's about to harm her when luckily here comes LaBeef. He didn't fully leave. And he goes to Maddie to help her while Cogburn is actually after Ned and his men. He's not really just leaving the situation. Unfortunately, though, there is 4 against 1. And I love when they're racing towards each other and then fucking guns are blazing.
That's just some good old Western shit
That's some very good old Western shit. And Cogburn is doing some fucking work with that one damn eye. He's just doing some fucking work until he goes down. And the horse lands on his leg. Not good. But before Ned can kill Cogburn, things come full circle with LaBeef, and he shoots Ned from 400 yards away.
That's a hell of a shot.
That's a hell of a fucking shot. It is. Apparently, he missed one back in the day. Wasn't that there was a story about that?
Yeah.
And then he was able to finally do it this time. Thank goodness. But here comes Chaney. and he hits LaBeouf in the head with a big boulder.
God damn.
Oh, no. I mean, took him out. Just knocked him the fuck out. And luckily, Maddie gets the gun, and she shoots Chaney off the cliff. That was super fast. She shoots him off the cliff. However, the recoil lands her in a pit. Not good. Don't want to be in a pit. Don't want to be underground.
No.
Do you want to go in a cave?
Nope. Hard pass.
I can't remember the name of it. It was in Tennessee, but you took like a pontoon boat in
this
river in a cave, and like the fish, they don't have eyes because they don't need to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was fascinating, but I don't want to spelunk.
No.
As much as I love that word, do not want to go exploring underground in
love,
a cave.
Love the word myself. Hard pass on the spelunking.
It's scary.
Like as soon as I will go into a cave to the point where, like, if I stretch my arms out and I can't, and I'm touching both sides of the wall, I'm out. I'm backing up.
I did do Ruby Falls though.
Yeah, how was that?
That was fun.
Was that right?
Yeah, but the idea of a cave is just, I think maybe more like if it's a tourist attraction like that, I feel like that's safer.
Right.
But if you're somebody who like gets rope.
Yeah.
And who like ties off to go and like has to wear a helmet with a light on it, you can fuck off.
If you've got,
have you not seen The Descent? Wasn't that the movie?
Yup.
Holy shit.
Yeah. If you've got hooks and special shoes and you got to go hiking for an hour because you can't get there by Jeep or some shit and then go into this hole in the ground. Nah. Now we're good.
No, this is scary as shit.
But if you drive me up to a place where I then have to walk 50 feet and go into a cave to see like a concert, which is a thing we have down here.
Yeah.
100%.
Right.
I'll do that all day.
No problem with that.
But you're just like, hey, go back in here with all the cave dwellers. Nah, I'm good.
There's things in there that we don't need to mess with.
No.
Mm-mm. I agree.
You remember like the few times we've had the stories of like people trapped in caves?
Yeah, the soccer team and just random people who go and then they don't tell them where they're going and then they're stuck in a fucking cave. Jesus Christ.
It's once those people always get rescued, then they always come out with the diagrams of what the rescuers have to do when they went down this way and then they went down 10 feet and then they went up and like no one knows where they're going because these things aren't mapped out.
Right.
I was like, fuck that.
Mm-hmm. I want to see that movie about the soccer team that gets stuck in the cave. Was it in Thailand?
Yeah, I think it's on Netflix.
It's on
isn't it?
No, it's on Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to see that. It's got my boy Colin Farrell in it. That's part of it, but it was Ron Howard too.
All right.
And but when you see in the preview like what they had to do and go in the water and get far enough in and then pull them, it's insane.
Yeah.
It's scary. I'd be like, y'all just on your own.
Yeah, I'll be.
Your coach took you down there. If you can't figure out how to get out, I'm sorry, you're stuck.
Mm-hmm. If anyone ever says, yo, Jack, you want to go cave diving, I will say no, but I will be watching your rescue from the comforts of my couch.
Sure. And I'll be calling you an idiot while I'm eating my beaver nuggets.
Yep. Yep. That's 100%.
Exactly what's happening.
Eating a bag for me, flipping two on eBay because I got to make that money.
That's wild. They're worth a flip on eBay. I'm telling you. Have you had beaver nuggets?
I've had beaver nuggets.
Are they not a jam?
They're good. They're jam.
Holy shit.
I'm not mad at them.
Uh-uh. You can't be mad at them, son. So she's in a pit.
I ain't got no beaver nuggets for you, son.
Mm-hmm. I like them beaver nuggets. I can't do it. Do it. Do it.
I like them beaver nuggets. Reckon I could do some French fried taters. Put your beaver nuggets on them. You ought not talk like that. You just a boy.
I used to get creeped out when people would do that, and now I've gotten used to it. It's really funny again. Like, now it's funny again. I wish more people did it now. I wish that wave came back, you know?
Man, I know I've talked about this before, but when friends of mine, when we were in high school, when Sling Blade came out, we all went to that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we know it's not a comedy, but God damn it, did we laugh.
Yeah.
Like, so fucking hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great.
That voice is fucking funny.
It is funny. It's a damn hell of a movie, but it is funny. Outside of the movie, it's a very, very funny.
Oh, yeah.
How many times have I said, ain't got no gas in it? I remember that being the thing, and then we were all like, fucking Dwight Yoakam can act.
Right?
I hate that motherfucker.
Holy shit.
Well, I don't even want to see him on stage no more.
Some people call it Kaiser Blade. I call it Sling Blade. I am to kill you with it.
When they flip right into his damn skull. Son of a bitch.
That's
hard.
That's not funny. Ha ha. That's funny queer. Well, that's a very offensive thing to say. Fuck, now I think I'm going to go watch Sling Blade when I get home.
I really want to watch Sling Blade. I love how much we've talked about Sling Blade on a podcast about True Fucking Grit.
Starring Hailee Steinfeld.
The singer?
Yeah. The same. One and the same.
So wait a minute. She puts out albums and movies?
Uh-huh.
Because she played who?
Maddie Ross in
True Grit.
In the remake of True Grit.
She was in True Grit.
When she was 13, yeah. Nominated for an Academy Award.
Wow.
Crazy.
Huh.
Had she been further along in her career, she might have sang the song that went over the end credits.
Probably would have sang it better. That's a rough one. It's really, really country.
And it sure is.
You know, it's
and
a
you
lot.
And you know what they say about country?
Mm.
There's none of it for old men.
Oh! Whoa! Oh, my. Anyways.
You ought to get back to this review.
Mm-hmm. A recoil lander in a pit. Mm.
It got snakes in it.
Got snakes
like
in it.
I don't like them snakes.
She got stuck in them branches. Probably shouldn't be stuck in them branches.
She got snake bit.
Yeah.
She going to die in the Oregon Trail. She going to get dysentery.
She tried to get a knife. Got bit by a snake. Mm. That's the way it be sometimes. Life be like that sometimes. Mm.
Sometimes it be the other way too.
Sometimes.
Give me you saw Slipknot last night. Give me some Billy Bob Slipknot.
Fuck it all. Fuck this world. Mm-hmm. Fuck everything you stand for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I reckon the whole world is my enemy. I'm a walking target. Mm-hmm.
I push my fingers into my eyes. Mm.
Two-time the devil with all the significance. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to slit your throat and fuck the wound. Mm. Some people calls it a Kaiser blade. I calls it a sling blade. I aim to slit your throat with it and fuck the wound. Mm. I'm going to feel you swoon. Mm.
God damn
it. I'm going to take this sling blade and cut you up. Fuck you up. Mm-hmm.
That's fucking poetry.
Man, should we talk about True Grit?
Well, let's get back to True Grit.
Let's get back to it, shall we?
She's
stuck in branches. She's hanging upside down in this pit, right? And luckily, she finds a dead man at the bottom of this pit, right? And so she's able to grab his knife, which is still strapped to his decaying body or dead body. But when she does that, she discovers that the carcass is full of snakes. Which is, of course, where they would reside in a pit, of course. So she gets bit before Rooster ends up saving her and cutting her free and getting her out of the pit. And he, like, sucks the venom out of where she got bit on her arm. And then he runs her to the doctor. So they get on Blackie.
Lil Blackie.
Lil Blackie.
You can
it doesn't
say it
help that we're calling it Lil.
You can say it because that was the time.
It was of the time.
Yeah.
It meant no harm. Motherfuckers. So they get on Lil Blackie and he runs her to the doctor and it is quite a long way. Like, I think, does he go to Bagby's? Is that where he goes back to?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a long ways. And so he runs that fucking horse and it's like day turns into night. And eventually, Blackie falls. Like, the horse just runs to death.
They done wore literally. Blackie out.
It did. So Cogburn carries her after he shoots Lil Blackie. R.I.P. Lil Blackie. Mm,
pour one out for a real one.
Pour one out. Pour one out for... That went everywhere.
Whew. Ah!
You need to pour one out for a real one, little Blackie. You probably shouldn't say that anymore.
I reckon you got water all over the desk over there for little Blackie.
I reckon it'll dry.
So he then proceeds to pick her up and run and carry her. I don't know how he did it. I guess that's movie magic.
Yeah, right?
But I was like, I am not going through all this to save somebody's life. You're gone.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm not any part of me athletic. And if I can't expect anybody to carry my fucking body somewhere, you shouldn't expect me to carry yours. Like, maybe for my parents, I would go above and beyond. But I mean, even this, I'd have to be like, look, you're not going to make it.
The rooster in this movie, like you tell Rooster, is like, Rooster, I've been bit by a snake. I reckon you're going to die.
I reckon I am too. Let me get drunk before I do.
Yeah.
Throw me off the cliff like one of them dum-dum babies. I don't know. I mean, I'm gone at that point.
Yeah.
And I can't, I'm not going through all that to save somebody's life.
No.
I can't.
No. And honestly, me in that position, I get.
There is water everywhere.
Man, you botched that
These
one.
These are somebody's notes.
Whoops. Not anymore.
All right. Anyways, I'm sorry, continue.
Yeah, if I'm in the wilderness for whatever reason, I get bit by something. I was like, well, just go on without me. No, Jack, we can like take you down to the edge of the thing here and save there's first day. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Mm-mm.
Just, you know.
I'm not going out in the woods without a vehicle of some kind.
Right.
Like, if you could run me on a four-wheeler back, that's an option.
Sure.
Let a machine do the work.
Yeah.
You can't manhandle me out of rugged wilderness.
We couldn't get you to wilderness.
No.
No.
No. So hard you
pass.
Just have to let me go.
Yeah.
But he picks her up and he runs with her after he has to shoot the damn horse. And anyways, he gets her to Bagby's and then we do a time jump. It ends at him getting to Bagby's and then we do a time jump to 25 years later to an older Maddie. And she narrates that she lost her arm, but she lived, damn it. She lived thanks to Rooster Cogburn and LaBeef. And Cogburn stayed with her until she was safe, and then he left before she woke up, and she has not seen him since in 25 years. But she finally got a letter from him, and she travels to the Wild West show that he's now part of. He's touring with, like, a Wild West show. And she goes to visit him in Memphis, but he died 3 days earlier.
Oh.
God damn it. What did he have? Pneumonia?
He had a case of being like 75 in the Old West.
Ah, which is, that seems to be an anomaly.
That's a hell of a run.
That's a hell of a run.
Fuck, like Maddie was what, like she'd be 39 if it was like 25 years later?
Right.
That's a hell of a run.
Mm-hmm. It is. It was back in the day.
Yeah.
I had somebody say like, you know, when you turn 30 and you start hurting, it's like, well, back in the day, we didn't live past 30.
Right.
It's like, we should be dead.
Yeah, we were not supposed to be here.
Our bodies are like, hey, we should have like died.
Yeah.
We should have had dysentery by now and just gone.
My body tells me that every morning when I wake up and I just like crack popping all the way to the bathroom first thing in the morning. It's like, you know, you should have been dead like 12 years ago, right, Doc? We're going to keep popping and cracking.
Right.
Do all the fucking yoga you want. Ain't going to make a lick of good.
No.
No.
I've been like trying to work out like a few times a week and like I've been doing really good. And then now that the weather has changed, this knee hurts so goddamn bad at night. It wakes me up.
Goddamn.
Because... The weather is fucking changing. Oh, it's raining outside? Brr.
Now you've
reached, get the oil tin, man.
Now you've reached the age where you say shit like that.
Ugh, it is atrocious.
Man, how's that feel, Grandma?
God, it's like terrible. It feels like I should be dead. It feels like I should be thrown off a cliff with all the dum-dum babies.
It's almost like you've reached a point in your life where the only thing that brings you any kind of joy whatsoever is movies.
Yeah, if they're good. If you pick a good one.
Ouch.
Always the case.
I did pick a good one.
You did, but you could pick a shitty one for next week.
Wow.
You have it in you.
Wow.
Ooh.
God damn.
Did I hit a nerve?
Fucking salty.
Y'all not be picking bad movies.
I reckon you need a nap.
I reckon I do.
It's past your bedtime. You ought not talk like that. I'm a boy.
That's funny. Ha ha. He died 3 days earlier, Jack.
That's fucked up.
In Arkansas. God damn it. I don't want to live or die in Arkansas.
Nah.
There's something about Arkansas. I feel like it's a trash state.
Yeah.
And I have no reason for that. I just feel that way.
I don't disagree with you.
I feel like it's weird trash, I think, is my thing. Like, I don't really want to go to Arkansas. I do not want to go step foot in West Virginia.
Really?
I feel like have you ever met anybody from West Virginia?
I don't think they leave there.
I don't think they leave there. And I think they're just... I don't want to step foot in West Virginia. I feel like I'm going to die. I feel like serial killers live there. Inbreds live there. Wasn't that Deliverance? Wasn't Wrong Turn West Virginia?
Probably,
one of those?
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop anywhere in West Virginia.
I can't speak to West Virginia, but I can speak for like the tip of Arkansas, because I was there the other weekend by happenstance. I went to Memphis for a thing, and I was like Googling. I'm like, where are some cool toy stores around here? Because, you know, I'm a dork.
That's funny, queer.
And I found one that was in West Memphis, Arkansas. Like, not too far. It was like a 20-minute drive.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, shit. I'll go there and maybe see if I can get a West Memphis 3 bumper sticker or some shit that I assume that they sell at every gas station.
Them poor boys.
Dude, you go over the bridge from Memphis to West Memphis and it is like you've gone to another dimension. Mm. Like, Memphis outside of like Elvis Presley Boulevard, like the two square blocks where Graceland is at.
Where you're safe.
Where you're safe. And then downtown Memphis and Beale Street, which are all kind of like okay to walk at night. Everything else, Memphis is like a fucking shithole.
Yeah.
Sorry to our Baker's Dozen if you're in Memphis, but you know.
You know.
Yeah. You go over the bridge into West Memphis and I'm like, oh shit. Oh.
Like, other dimension, how?
Like, I kind of wanted to, like, murder and bite children. I was like, I get it. I get it now.
There's nothing else here?
Yeah. No, it's you just walk in or you drive into this, like, it's almost like this town that's 25 years in the past.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, like, you see the gas stations and they don't have digital billboards. Just shit like that.
That's a big difference. That's a big fucking.
Everything is. It just looks like you've come into a town and they're eyeballing you because you're one of the city folk.
Right.
Yeah.
You're an outsider.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I found this toy store, which thankfully was only like 2 minutes into West Memphis. But just like looking around, I'm like, I don't feel fucking safe here at all.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I walked into that toy store and I was like, dude, am I going to get shot in here? He's like, yeah, but look at all these toys.
I was like, you got happy.
I'm like, you got a good point.
Wow.
Yeah.
They probably looked at you and were like, they looked like them three boys that we said murdered kids because of Satan.
Probably.
Yeah.
That was, yep.
Yeah.
I'm sure at the gas station across the way, they were still talking about that. He's like, you know, you let them boys out. I don't know why they did it.
Did they have any West Memphis 3? Like, did they capitalize on it or no?
No, there was nothing. I didn't
grow past that point, did they? That stopped them in their growth, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
If you go find the HBO documentary Paradise Lost.
I recommend it highly.
Which is great.
Yeah.
You watch that very first one, because they did like three of them, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
You watch that very first one, when you see all of the background shots of the town, and like, it's that. It's still that. It looks exactly like that.
It looks like that in quality. Like, I'm sure, like, you're watching a film. Like, the color, like...
It's
not as vibrant.
It does.
I feel like that's probably what you mean.
The color saturation loses.
Yeah,
like if you were to go watch an old VHS tape, that video quality,
like,
that's what it looks like today.
That's scary as fuck.
I thought it was just like foggy or hazy. No, that's just West Memphis, Arkansas.
West Memphis, Arkansas.
That's fucked up.
See, Arkansas's weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird sort of crazy. I don't want anything to do with it.
And then you're driving over the bridge to get there, you know, you got the Mississippi River that you're crossing over, and like, oh fuck yeah, the mighty Mississippi. And then you get to the West Memphis side and it like, I shit you not, it just dries up. Vibrant flowing river on the Tennessee side.
shriveled, fucking drought riddled.
You know, the water was like, we're going to make a new pathway.
It's, yeah.
We don't want to feed these people.
Yeah, that's a weak stream over there.
That's a weak stream. Dude, we Arkansas.
We ought not flow that way.
They ain't right.
It's fucked up.
I mean, I hope a baker's dozen isn't from Arkansas, but also if you're from Arkansas, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
They're listening right now, Colin. Yeah, I mean, they're not wrong.
I mean, they're not wrong. Also, get the fuck out of there, bro.
Yeah.
Leave. If you know that's what's happening, leave.
Also, Damian Eccles, hop on our podcast. You can't get paid for shit, so just fucking come on.
Come on, Damian. It didn't help that he had the name Damian.
Yeah.
It didn't.
No.
That boy had it coming to him.
Yeah. He was doomed from the start. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God love him. Shit. Anyway. And also, wasn't that one of them like a dumb baby that should have been thrown over a cliff?
Probably.
And they wouldn't have been in that mess, would they have?
No.
Was that the one, or am I thinking of somebody else?
You're thinking of the Making a Murderer one. The kid that they promised like WrestleMania tickets.
I thought one of the three was a little challenged.
A little water on
the
brain.
He was got some of that Mississippi water on the brain.
not the Tennessee side though.
No. I thought one of them was not the highest of IQs.
Maybe. It's been so long since I watched that one.
It's been a long time. And I've seen so much about serial killers and murders and things, I get them all confused.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that shit out there.
By the way, watch Dahmer on Netflix. Holy shit.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty fucking good.
It was all right.
It's good. I love Evan Peters, but this is super dark. There's so much shit I didn't know, and it's a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's one of those where I'm like, whew, I got to take a deep breath before the next one.
Now, have you fact-checked it? Have they embellished a lot?
There was a lot I didn't know, and from what I have read up on, a lot of it is very accurate.
All right.
There is one big part, though, that I'm curious about. I need to go back and read because I hadn't finished that episode. But from all accounts, it looks like this is pretty accurate.
All right.
But it's legit. A lot.
You still have more to go on it?
I have three more episodes to go. There are 10 episodes.
Rachel and I wrapped it up last night.
You did, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious.
Is it factual? I mean, from what I've read, it is.
I haven't gone back and just going from what I remember from being alive back then.
Right.
You know, because like, you were four.
Yeah,
I would have been like older.
I didn't know how many times he could have been locked away.
Right?
I mean, I have yelled at my TV so many times over police officers. Like, I am a supporter of the police. Do not get me wrong. I am a frequent watcher of On Patrol Live. Like, fuck off. But, I mean,
should be a
God
frequent
damn.
Watcher of The Shield, but go on.
Sure. But, my God. These fucking cops. I'm just so mad.
Yeah, that was an actual thing that happened where they brought the 14-year-old boy who got away from Jeffrey Dahmer, and then they brought him back to Jeffrey Dahmer.
And I didn't know they called for years about the noises and the smells from his apartment and all the shitty. I didn't know all that, and they wouldn't send a cop by.
That all seems accurate.
I mean, holy shit, man.
Yeah.
God.
Uh huh.
Anyways, True Grit, should we finish True Grit?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
After we've talked about everything else?
We're literally
right there at the end. He died in Arkansas, a weird place. And I love when she gets that news from two gentlemen. One gentleman stands up and shakes her, or like stands up to speak to her. And she has that conversation, and she looks at the guy who stays seated, and she was like, keep your seat, trash. I was like, fucking hero! I love her!
How soon is it going to be before that one starts working its way into your
God,
lexicon?
I hope so. Just using it for everything.
Keep your seat, trash.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, don't get up. Keep your seat, trash.
God, I love it so much. So, oh my God, I love this. I cried at the end. So, she narrates that she took his body and had it buried with the family on the family plot.
Aww.
And I thought, oh my God, yes, that's so beautiful. And then she begins to reflect on her life She stayed as ornery as ever and never had time to fool with being married. Here's where I put hero.
Hero.
she says that she never heard from LaBeouf again, but she thinks about him and she's thought about him throughout her life. And then she says, time just gets away from us. And for some reason, that made me cry. Because I was like, it does. And then that is the end of the movie.
That's True Grit.
That's True Grit, baby. We got there. We finally got there.
With Haley Steinfeld.
The singer?
Fuck yeah,
now, wait a minute. She put out a bunch of albums, but you're telling me she was in a movie?
I'm telling you that she made her film acting debut here in True Grit, and then she went on to be in like some Pitch Perfect movies as Bumblebee and as the new Hawkeye and also puts out albums.
But wait, who did she play in True Grit?
A character by the name of Maddie Ross.
She was Maddie Ross?
She was Maddie, yeah. That fucking,
Haley Steinfeld was Maddie Ross in True
Grit? That was Haley Steinfeld.
No way. That's I thought Haley Steinfeld was only a singer.
No.
But you're telling me that she can play a character like Maddie Ross?
Unlike people that host this podcast, you can have multi-talents. Or unlike people that host this podcast, you can have talent.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know. Mm. If only we were one of them.
Damn.
Man, Haley Steinfeld, you acted great. Here's an Academy Award nomination. God bless. We should put you in more movies. Oh, I can sing too. Fuck, you can sing?
Mm. Shit. She's like J-Lo, but with actual talent. That's mean. J-Lo's a talented lady.
Dobrito. You talk of liver kisses, honey.
Oh, Ben.
So super good and yummy. Oh, Ben, you are so perfect.
That was my favorite Jennifer Lopez song.
Dude, when they started dating again and people photoshopped Cartman's hand as Jennifer Lopez with him walking, I thought it's the funniest thing. And I was like, God damn it, South Park, come out with a special for that.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be an episode.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I realized that as I was watching this film, like, Haley Steinfeld has been in a ton of shit that I've seen, and she's always good in it, but I'm just like, yeah, okay, it's Haley Steinfeld, whatever.
She's forgettable.
Kind of, yeah.
It's come full circle.
Unfortunately, yeah.
You shit on me for saying it earlier, but you just admitted it now.
I didn't want to admit it.
Oh,
that's why I didn't want to admit it right away. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to, you know, fuck with you because you're tired
and
grumpy.
You wanted me to get the brunt of, you know... Words are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
But I will
say... You wanted people to criticize me for saying it and not you for agreeing with it.
I mean, sure. But what I will say is I'm actually okay with her being Kate Bishop in the MCU. I thought she did really good opposite Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye. Which
nobody
is,
cares.
I know. Nobody does. Because, especially now, because in today's day and age... We're replacing all the male characters with POCs and females. It's the M-she-you.
No.
I shit you
Somebody
not.
Somebody say that?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Like, sensitive little man boys all over social media are like, it's the M-she-you.
Again, I could see how you'd be pissed about a movie like fucking Captain Marvel because it's pandering at its height. But all this other shit, it's like, now you're going too far.
Right?
Yeah.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People just fucking suck. Why can't people be level-headed like you and I?
Fuck. Right?
Right?
Why can't they be? Hey. They were born dumb-dumb babies.
They should have been thrown off a cliff to the troglodytes.
I reckon they got extra chromosomes.
I reckon they're just going to do animal noises for the rest of their life.
Booga, booga, booga.
Booga, booga, booga.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Reckon that a yellow belly baboon from the Isle of Tonga.
You said an animal and then proceeded to put your hands up and went, oh, booga, booga, booga.
Yeah, fuck it.
Like a ghoul.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Do you know what animals are?
You know who
Have
else
you did, ever seen one?
You know who else did that exact same thing on an Instagram Live? Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, the girl from True Grit?
Yeah.
She played Maddie, didn't she?
She did.
Wow.
Got an Academy Award nomination
she
for it.
She can play a Maddie Ross, but she can't tell us what animals are?
Fuck no.
Everybody has their talents and their non-talents.
She can sing her ass off too, man. She's like fucking sing some shit up.
Because she got the whole zoo.
Yep. I platinumed that one out on my tap tap game, by the way.
That we are terrible people.
God awful.
We have nothing to offer.
Nothing. Nothing to offer. We provide no community service whatsoever.
No.
We are trash.
And if you're bad, I'm worse. Like, that's the shitty part of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
God dang.
You hang out with me too much. You could do better.
I don't want to. I like being in the gutter with you, buddy.
One foot in the gutter, one fist in the gold.
Yeah.
As Ricky Rackman always said. Shout out to a real one.
Yeah.
Headbangers Ball, what's up?
Oh, man.
That was a good day.
I didn't get to watch the Headbangers Ball with Ricky Rackman, but I remember when Jamie Josta brought it back.
Okay.
And I would sneak and watch it at night.
All right.
I was like, ooh, what is this? Destroy everything.
I had a buddy that in high school wasn't allowed to watch Headbangers Ball, so he would ask if I would record it.
Oh, precious.
And then it, like, float on the tape. I'm like, well, what are you going to do with the fucking tape? Like, you can't, if you're not allowed to watch it, I'm not going to give you contraband. Get my, because you'll fucking squeal.
Mm.
Like, you can just come over and watch Headbangers Ball.
Yeah, that's adorable.
And that worked, so, like, fucking whatever. Real strict parenting he had. Anyway. Why don't you give True Grit some stars?
I'm going to give it 4.5.
4.5? Wow. Mm-hmm. That's fucking up there.
I like it.
Like that one a lot.
I like it a lot. It's got Jeff Bridges. It's also got, I don't know if you know this, but it's also got that singer Haley Steinfeld in it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Who did she play?
She played Maddie Ross.
Oh, like Matt
Damon? It was like her film debut.
The Matt Damon character?
Yeah, no, Matt Damon. No, she didn't play LaBeef. She was Maddie Ross.
That was Haley Steinfeld.
That was Haley Steinfeld.
From the Bumblebee movie.
Know. Yeah, but she's also a singer.
God,
but
what?
She can act her ass off.
Fuck.
Yeah, and she was in True Grit.
Shit.
No shit.
I should watch that again.
You should.
I didn't even see her.
You missed it. God damn.
Was she in it a long time?
Was like one of the main characters.
Fucking
she
get
played
out of here.
Maddie Ross. That was Haley Steinfeld.
No shit. Maddie
she
Ross.
She like took a pause from making an album and she did a movie, and that movie was True Grit, and she was Maddie Ross in True Grit.
She was making albums at 13?
I mean,
I don't fucking know about that.
I don't know about that either, I'm going to say it anyway.
I'm going to have to check your facts, but I don't even think that was Haley Steinfeld. But
it was Haley Steinfeld.
Hang on, let me check out these.
That girl that sang about butterflies in a zoo?
Yeah.
That's her. She was Maddie Ross. She hung out with Rooster Cogburn.
Hold up.
And LaBeef in the movie True Grit.
IMDb is going to get to the bottom of this.
It was like a debut role for her.
I swear to God, if you're lying to me right now,
I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you right now that Haley Steinfeld was Maddie Ross.
Holy shit.
What?
According to internetmoviedatabase.com.
Didn't know what it stood for.
IMDb.
Didn't.
Are you serious?
I'm not joking.
Shut it the fuck down. Shut it down.
I didn't.
Wrapping it up.
I never asked.
What did you think an IMDb was?
I didn't question it. Jack, I just knew it stood for something, but I didn't fucking care. I just know it's where you go for your movie facts.
Yeah, apparently that was Haley Steinfeld.
Doesn't matter now. We've hit our peak.
I'm gonna
give it some stars. Let's move on to the next program.
That's a 4-banger for me. That's 4 on the floor.
I give it 4.5 dum-dum babies out of 5.
Collectively, they might be able to open a door.
If not, they can pull a plow.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I just never questioned it, Jack. I just knew IMDb.
Internet Movie Database.
I mean, it makes sense. All the letters are there.
Yeah.
I just never asked.
I don't
think it says it. I think it's just imdb.com. www.imdb.com.
http://.
Yeah.
IMDb. So, hey, next, you know what? You know what happens next week, friend?
No.
We're in October. You know what October
means?
We're
in Rocktober, baby!
Or Oztober. I prefer Oztober.
It's all right.
I like playing a lot of Ozzy. It's songs in October.
I just want to hear Rob Zombie a lot.
Yeah?
During October.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's all I know.
Are you looking forward to his Munsters movie?
I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Right.
I will definitely watch it. I feel like it's, I don't know. I feel like Grandpa's perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know that, I don't know. It's going to be super, super campy, but he loves the Munsters.
Well, the Munsters was super campy.
It was, but.
And that's what I'm here for.
Sherry's not that great of an actress, even though he puts her in all the movies.
True.
We just need to be truthful at this point. So I don't know. I don't know how it will be, but I'll definitely go into it with an open mind. I might like it.
As will I. I will check it out.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if it'll be my cup of tea.
I don't think. Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. I'm looking forward to finding out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also looking forward to talking about a whole bunch of fucking horror movies because we're about to hit October, baby.
Woo! Please tell me we're not doing 31 of them.
We're doing 62, bitch. We're doing 2-a-days.
I'm done.
All day. Every day.
We're done.
No.
I will end this podcast.
You have said that so many times, but yet you come back.
Yeah, but you've been chipping away at it each time. You've been chipping away at my soul each time. So now I'm at the point where I am withered.
I mean, you're just saying that because you were at a Slipknot concert last night. You had a 4-hour drive back. You're all hopped up on Monster Energy drink and Bucky Nuggets.
I'm tired.
You're a little fucking cranky pants today.
I am a cranky pants today.
So let's fucking bring it back with some horror movies next week. We're not going to do 31, much to the chagrin of at least 6 of our Baker's Dozen.
What? They care?
I know a lot of them, at least half of them did.
No, you didn't have to do it. You don't understand.
God damn.
How nonsensical that was.
It was fun, though.
I mean, it was all right.
It was...
It was okay at best.
Yeah, you know, like those days where I watched the right movie and, you know, we watched Dr. Giggles. That was a fun day. That was a great day. Dr. Giggles.
The worst thing that's ever been put on film.
No.
The worst.
No.
The worst.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The worst ever.
The worst ever.
Mm.
Napoleon, like anyone could even know that.
I can think of some worse things that I've seen on film.
I'm sure you can.
Ah, da, 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 da.
But I haven't seen them yet.
Fucking blah. Fistman, meh.
What are we doing next week?
Some horror movies.
Which one is it?
We're going to do a month's worth of horror movies. I know you don't give a fuck about a werewolf, except for Dog Soldiers, because
you
love that
one
a lot.
Yeah, that was a good one.
We're going to see if we can get another one in there.
What?
We're going to kick off.
No.
Yes. Yes. Kicking off. Rocktober, Shocktober.
Ooh.
Yeah. Fucking Schlocktober. If we watch some shitty horror movie. I usually do. we're gonna dip our toes back into the werewolf genre.
Damn it!
Fuck yeah.
What?
Whoa, holy fuck! You grouchy bitch!
Well, say things I want to hear, and then I won't be such a grouchy bitch.
American Werewolf in London.
Oh, God.
Crack. Meh.
That is I have only seen the wild scene where he transforms, and that looks insane.
Gnarly.
Gnarly as fuck.
Uh-huh.
All right.
See what you think.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm pessimistic about it right now.
All right.
But maybe that will change.
Maybe it will.
Maybe I'll like it.
Maybe it won't.
Why did you pick this?
Because I wanted to see if you liked another werewolf movie.
Mm.
And then you know what's coming up after a werewolf movie?
What?
Vampire movie.
God damn it, Jack.
Blade 2.
Please no.
Blade 2.
Please. Can we go through Shocktober without a vampire movie?
Yes, only because the vampire movie that I wanted to watch is not streaming anywhere yet.
Do you want to tell me what it was?
Near Dark.
Never heard of it.
Bill Paxton, Lance Henriksen. You don't like Bill Paxton?
I like Bill Paxton.
You don't like Lance Henriksen?
Who?
Lance Henriksen.
I don't know.
Ah, fuck.
Do I know that person?
Let me
go to internetmoviedatabase.com.
IMDb for the cool kids.
Who was it? Who am I looking up?
Lance.
Lance Bass.
Jesus Christ.
Henriksen?
You know Lance Bass sings in bands and can act? in movies.
Really?
Like True Grit, he played Matty Ross.
This guy. Oh, Aliens guy.
Yeah.
Alien guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking Lance goddamn Henderson.
Sure.
That was a fucking great vampire movie.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
It does have an 82 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to watch vampires this month.
Okay.
Can I please put my foot down on that?
You put your foot down on the vamps.
Mm-hmm.
No vampires.
Fuck them.
No Jada Pinkett Smith.
Thank you.
That I'm aware of.
Unless she's playing a monster or something that gets totally gutted. That would be great.
So she like Jada Pinkett Smith as herself?
No. We keep holding her up on a pedestal for some reason.
I don't fucking get it.
Ugh. Fuck her Red Table Talk.
What about, let's see, do you want to put any other kiboshes on Horror Month other than No Vampires?
I think that's the only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No shitty leprechaun movies.
Well, we save that for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What about an abominable snowman movie?
That would be cool.
Like a fucking Yeti.
That would be cool.
All right.
Be better than a vampire.
Would you go Yeti or Bigfoot? Which would you rather see?
We already did Bigfoot. We haven't done Yeti.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. You want to watch a horror movie about a snowman that rapes? Because that's a thing.
Gonna be honest with you, I do.
Kinda. All right. Adding that to the to be determined list.
Is that a real movie?
Yeah. Jack Frost.
Is that that other Jack Frost?
Uh-huh.
Son of a bitch.
The non-Michael Keaton Jack Frost, the non-family friendly Jack Frost.
I remember the lovely Michael Keaton movie as a child. But
this
not
one,
the scary one. I've seen that fucking VHS cover.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
He rapes.
Sure does.
What does he rape with?
His
is it his carrot?
His corn cob pipe.
Does he take
his,
it?
His button nose.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's
does he have a snow dick or something?
What's her face? Shannon Elizabeth from the American Pie movies.
Oh no, I don't want to watch this.
Oh, okay. All
do
right.
I?
We're out.
Is it fun?
We'll save that one for Christmas.
Oh, that's festive.
Yeah, it is.
That's actually very festive.
Uh-huh.
I you know what? How about we take and move the rape to Christmas?
Okay. All right. It's a war on Christmas.
Move the rape to Christmas. You know what? We could bring in the vamps and just move the rape to Christmas.
Ooh, that's a good idea. We'll move the vampires to Christmas.
Oh, is there a Christmas vampire movie?
I'm sure there is.
You mean you don't know offhand?
Off the top of my head, no.
Wow.
Because I was too busy thinking about Near Dark.
How, like, bush league of you.
Oh. Okay. Internet movie
Can we
database.
End this now? What am I watching next week?
American Werewolf in London.
Ah, that's right. You've already said it.
As we kick off Shocktober.
Can I fucking go now?
Be kind, rewind. Get a fucking nap.
Meh.
Meh.